Habakkuk chapter 2. And then we're going to go to Romans. I know you know where Romans is. Romans 1:17. Habakkuk chapter 2. And reading verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
The just shall live. Say that with me. The just shall live by his faith. Praise God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, and he's quoting Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, the just shall live by faith. Say that with me. The just shall live by faith. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for your presence that's here. For you promised that if two or three would gather together in your name, that you would be in the midst of us. Pray your anointing upon the word of God. Speak to every heart that's here tonight. And we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's get into the word of the Lord. You can be seated tonight. Amen. And when we look at the word faith, I've preached and taught on faith a lot over the years. But I'll just say that faith is really one of, if not the most important theme that we find in the scriptures. Two times the word faith is found in the Old Testament, just two times. Doesn't mean that there wasn't more faith than that. It's just not mentioned any more than two times. 229 times it is made reference to the word faith comes out in the New Testament. And so when we look at that, faith is really one of the central messages of the New Testament. And Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a little bit of a better understanding of faith. And Hebrews chapter 11, you need to read that when you get home. I'm going to have Brother Reed to read some of that for us here tonight. It's a little bit of a lengthy reading, but I want us to get the gist of this message and what we're trying to bring across here tonight. And I know we're probably not going to jump up and down and swing off the lights. Amen. But sometimes it's really good just to sit down and examine the Word of God and look at what the Word of God has to say and then apply it to our own personal lives. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then if we look at Hebrews chapter 11, it'll tell us here some things that faith accomplishes in us, some of the things it affords to us. By faith we understand. By faith we offer more excellent sacrifices. By faith there are translations that happen. And he was speaking of Enoch, but there's going to be a rapture take place one of these days. And I think it's going to be very soon. Faith pleases God. Faith built an ark of safety for Noah and his family. Faith steps out into the unknown like Abraham. We get strength because of faith. We have confessions that we make about what we believe because of faith. We say that we are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Faith believes God like Abraham when he went to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Faith refuses the world, just like Moses refused Egypt. Faith keeps the commandments. Faith brings salvation, just like when the Red Sea was parted. Faith causes walls to fall down. And I'd like for Brother Reed to read for us tonight Hebrews 11 and verse 33 through 40. And you can pick up some more things here that faith gives to us and that we can go through faith and receive for ourselves. Read the scriptures for us tonight.
who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Well, somebody said amen.
Amen.
There's an awful lot there, more than we can touch here tonight. But if you get the gist of Hebrews chapter 11, if you want to start at verse 1 and go all the way through verse 40, the gist of the scripture is faith. Amen. And what faith does for us and what we can receive through the avenue of faith. And so what I'd like to do tonight is just title this, and it may not seem appropriate in this setting here tonight, but I want to title this, The Thrill of Faith.
All right.
Is anybody thrilled to be here tonight?
Amen.
All right, praise God. I'm glad that somebody is excited with me here tonight.
Amen.
I want to talk about the thrill of faith. When we look at this subject of faith, it is exciting because it connects us to a walk with God. Amen. And really, faith is the only way to maintain an excitement in your heart and your spirit. And we're going to talk about a few other things here, so just hang on with me. Romans 1 and 17, for the just shall live by faith. Now, I want to look at that for just a few minutes here tonight before we move on. But the word live actually means literally or figuratively to live or to have life or lively, a lively or quick. And so when we look at that word life there, we can understand that it's a verb. Those of you that are going to English, you all know what verbs are, verbs and nouns. A noun is an object, so to speak, and then a verb is an action word. And it's an action word that defines faith's ability. And so the just shall live. Everybody said live. You know what we need more than anything in our walk with God? We need to have life within us. Praise God. This way of living for God is not dead, dry, dull, and boring. But it's got life in it. Amen. And I'm not just talking about the new converts, but I'm talking about people that have lived for God for 50 years. Amen. Talking about life. The just shall live. We will be quickened. We will have life within us. Amen. And we will walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And so when we talk about life, the life that we have in God will help us in our walk with God. And literally that word walk there means to tread all around, to walk at large. And then it says to live. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we walk with God, God takes us to places that we don't really understand and that we don't know. But when we have faith in God, when we trust God, and this isn't just for the adults here tonight. This is for all of the young people that are here tonight. You don't have to wait till you're older to have a walk of faith in God. And it doesn't matter if it's things in this life or spiritual things. If we walk by faith, we're going to see God move in our lives. Amen. Well, praise God. And so, in other words, faith is our life. Amen. Faith is the way that we live. For any other way that we would live will bring stagnation. You've seen it all around. Different countries that were in their heyday, different countries, even in Scripture, Babylon, that was the head of gold, was the greatest kingdom that God said was on that was on the earth, and don't really understand that, but that's what the Lord said. But somewhere, Babylon began to get stagnated. It began to leave its greatness and go to other things. And sadly tonight, I believe that could be what happens to America. I pray that it doesn't. But there was a time in our country's history where there was life. Amen. Where we picked up all the pieces. We went to two world wars and Civil War, Revolutionary War, and we've come out shining brightly. We're living in a generation today that does not view these things as very important, and so we're seeing an eroding, we're seeing a collapsing in certain areas of our country of the principles that brought us to where we are tonight. Amen. Principles of raising your children, principles of honoring and respecting other people. We don't have that in our generation today. We do have it, but the other is more profound, I guess. And so faith becomes the life of the child of God. And it's the way that we live. But if we don't live that way, then after a while, we're going to be walking without faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, and so I want to make it all the way to the end in faith. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. We've got to make it in faith all the way to the very end. Amen. And I don't know how long that will be, but if it's another 50 years or 100 years or 500 years, if it's the rest of your life and you don't see the end result, I'm telling you the day is coming you're going to see the end result. Amen. Praise God. And this way of faith was meant to be exciting and thrilling. Now, I guess if I'm going to preach on this, I'm supposed to be jumping up and down and running around the church. But that doesn't mean that I'm not doing that. Praise God. I've already made two or three laps here tonight. Praise God. It may not look like it, but I have. I'm just glad to be in the house of God. Anybody else glad to be here tonight? I'm just thankful to be here in the house of God. And so, when you have life, you know, you can see that in little children. I've seen that in my grandson. I won't spend a lot of time talking about my grandson, but somehow or another it all comes up. And we could look at little Boaz and we could see the life that's in them. We would look at them and say, something's wrong with this child if they came to church and just crossed their legs and nodded and, you know, didn't get excited about anything. We'd say, are you feeling all right? Is everything okay? Netta sent a little video, and I showed some of you that. If you'd like to see it after church, I've got it. Amen. But he's singing his ABCs. And, you know, he's got a little teddy bear that sings the ABCs, and he just waits for the ABC to come, and ABC, and then he starts singing ABCs, and he's got this huge smile on his face while he's doing it, and That's what you call life. Amen. That's what you call living. That's what you call excitement. That's what you call the thrill of learning something that you didn't know before. Praise God. And if we're not careful, Jesus said in one place, except you be like a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so did he mean that we've got to have the life of a child? I believe he did. That we must have the feeling inside. Now, you may not be able to express it altogether on the outside, but if it's on the inside, it's going to keep you going night and day. It's going to keep you going over the months and years until the end. Amen. And so I know tonight, I understand that we walk through the valley. Amen. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I know that there are things that happen in life that are not pleasant. Somebody said amen to that. Amen. I know that we weep in the night. But I do also know that the scripture says joy comes in the morning. It's not the end of the situation. Amen. So what we've got to do is look at that which is not seen rather than that which is seen. For that which is seen is temporal, and that which is not seen is eternal. Amen. Praise God. We've got to have faith not in our job only. Amen. Not in our home only. Not in the things that we possess in this world or that make us happy in this world. Amen. We've got to be able to look beyond. Amen. Like Abraham, he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. And he confessed that he was a pilgrim and a stranger in this world. He was very wealthy, but he never lived in a home. He lived in a tent all the days of his life. Why? Because he was following that star of faith. Praise God. He was following the Lord. He was following the faith that he had in God. Praise the Lord. And so even though we walk through the valley, I'm not saying tonight, I don't want to misrepresent this message. When we're going through the deepest, darkest trial of our life, we don't jump up and down and we're all bubbly all the time because that would not be real. Excuse me. But we don't ever forsake the Lord because of those things. We stand strong in faith and we begin to pray and we begin to believe God for the coming out of that valley. Praise God. Walking by faith. Joshua chapter 1 and verses 3 through 11. I'd like you to read that tonight, Brother Reed.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Praise God.
Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in and to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it.
Well, somebody said amen to that.
Amen.
What a positive scripture. Amen. What a positive scripture. And this was the man that just came out of 40 years of trouble. He was one of the 12, him and Caleb, one of the 12 that went out and spied out the land, and 10 of them came back with an evil report. You remember that story. And they came back with an evil report, and the Lord said, all right, you're going to wander for 40 years in the wilderness, and he let Joshua and Caleb wander in the desert for 40 years. Let them see their brothers and sisters, mother and father, and all of those perish in the wilderness because of their unbelief. But there's something very positive here tonight about faith. Amen. Faith. And when we have faith, we can overcome anything. And the Lord said two or three times there, he said, I will not forsake thee. I will not fail thee. And then he said, be strong and of a good courage. Everybody said, be of a good courage. A good courage. Amen. That means we're not going to faint along the way. We're not going to give up because it's hot and there's no sand, or excuse me, there's nothing but sand that we can see all around us. Snakes in the wilderness, dry, no food. Only this manna that comes down. Amen. Amen. All the things that they went through as they were headed to the promised land. Amen. But did you know it was just a matter of a few weeks after they came out of Egypt that the Lord had them there at the promised land? And it was right there when they were about to receive what God promised them that they ditched their faith and they said, we're not going to believe God. Amen. We can't do this. The giants are too big and strong, and there's just no way we can do it. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you can do it. Whatever you're facing tonight, whatever is in front of you, amen, whatever has been behind you, I want you to know we can overcome it by walking by faith and having the life that faith gives to us. We shall live by faith. Amen. Yes, that means that we have a lifestyle of faith, but it's more than that. It is the life that faith gives to us. Amen. Talking about the thrill of faith here tonight. Amen. We've got something to look forward to, folks. We've got something to look forward to. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Observe the law. Do the will of God. But when it all comes down to it, he will allow us to look upon that mountain and say, I want that mountain. And I'm going to get that mountain in Jesus' name. Praise God. And then after the Lord spoke to him, the last verse that Brother Reed read to us, he said, Joshua said, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord thy God, your God, giveth you to possess it. And so he didn't say, we're going to try this out in a month. Let's just kind of hang out where we're at. But when faith became activated within his heart and his spirit, he said, get everything together. It's probably going to take all 3 days for everybody to get ready. But in 3 days, we're passing over. Amen. It's time to get up. It's time to forsake the past. Amen. We've had a rough time getting here, but we're here. Praise God. And our prayers are being answered right before our very eyes. The Jordan's going to be parted just like the Red Sea was parted. Amen. We're going to see the salvation of the Lord, and it won't be very long, and we're going to begin to divide the land for each and every one of us. Let's get up and go. And I say tonight, let's get up and go. Praise God. It's time to get up and go. It's not time to just sit around. Amen. But it's time to get excited about faith and what it's going to bring in us. I don't know about you, but I feel a positive faith within the church tonight. I really do. I know there's just a few of us here, but I feel a positive faith within the body. Amen. And I believe the will of God is for us to get up, get our vittles together, and let's go. Praise God. And so when we look at it here tonight, we really have the most positive and hopeful outlook that anybody could have in life. There's nothing greater than faith. Nothing greater than our God. And I believe tonight that there are great things ahead for us. Great things ahead for those who walk by faith. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to be afraid. The Lord told Joshua twice, "Fear not." He didn't say that just to head it off, but he said it because Joshua was afraid. But when we step out, when faith says, go ahead and step out, walk up to that giant and defeat him in the name of the Lord. Amen. Go up onto that mountain and get what you believe God has given to you. Amen. Praise God. And it will happen. It will take place. Well, praise God. Amen. You know, I believe tonight that salvation is exciting. I don't have to twist your arm to get you to believe that. We can see in a brand new child of God that this salvation's exciting. Right. Now, we may not look like we're excited tonight, but we're excited. Yes. We're excited. When somebody comes up out of the water and they say, "Thank you very much. I appreciate that." That's all you hear from them. There's a big question mark in our mind. All right. Did they really know what they're doing? And when they come up to the altar and receive the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives them the utterance, they just walk back out the door of the church with a blank look on their face and no thrill and no excitement. I'll tell you what's really exciting is to have little ones around. Amen. Well, praise God. Now, some of you may not feel that way, especially if it's yours. Praise God. But that life that's in a brand new baby, a brand new young person, is contagious. Praise God. Bishop Johnson says that the way to stay young is just hang around young people. Because they're more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. But after we've lived life a little bit, you know, we're excited when we're young, and then a little bit down the road, and you run into somebody at the daycare that doesn't like you, and they push you down on the ground, and all of a sudden you feel rejection. Oh, wait a minute, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, you think to yourself. Amen. I want to go home. Amen. I want to be with my mama. Amen. I remember when one of our kids was little and they went to first grade and they came home crying. "I don't want to go to first grade." "Why not?" "I want to stay in kindergarten. I want to color. I don't want to learn anything. I want to color." Amen. But there was no turning back. There was no, there just was no turning back. You have to go to first grade because that's what life is really all about. Amen. But that doesn't mean because of that one instance that you're not going to get excited about learning. Now, I wonder tonight how many of these young people are excited about learning. That's what I thought. Praise God. But I'll tell you what tonight, that if you ever stop learning, you're going to stop living. Praise God. And the best way to go through life is to have life. Amen. And work your way out of anything and move on. This salvation is exciting, but getting into a rut is not exciting.
Amen. That's right.
And if you're coming to God's house is not an exercise of faith, eventually you'll stop coming to the house of God. Think about that. If not physically, then spiritually you won't be here. Living by faith ushers us into the presence of God, where blessings begin to flow. But outside of faith, we can participate but not be excited. We can participate but not be thrilled. Amen. And I think faith says there's going to be something good come out of this. I'm going to be there on Wednesday night because I want to hear the Word of God. There's something that will touch me and help me. If not tonight, somewhere down in the near future, God will bring a scripture back up to you, and you can use that. Praise God. I believe tonight that there needs to be a thrill from the first day to the end. Amen. I don't think that it's dead, dry, dull, and boring. Amen. Well, praise God. But there are times that we're sick, and there are times that we're tired. Amen. Hope nobody's sick here tonight. Maybe that's why some are not here. Amen. There's sickness that we have to deal with. And, when we first give ourselves to God, I know when I gave my life to God, I was about 3 feet off the ground. Everything around me was spiritual. And then I'd go to church, and everybody had halos on their head. And the bumps in the back of men's suit coat was their wings that they had covered up with their suit coat. But over the course of time, I thank God for my pastor because he put everything into the right perspective. And he just taught us that not everybody has halos, not everybody has angels' wings. Amen. But there's real life that we must live. And if we're going to live in this life, we might as well get the best out of it. Talking about life here tonight. Amen. And there are times that we're sick, etc. But I'm not talking about those times. I'm talking about having faith that sees us through those times. And as the scripture says, we go from glory to glory. Yes. Praise God. Just going through some word here tonight. I'll be closing here in just a few minutes. But coming just because you're supposed to will not bring life. Amen. Amen. I remember seeing, I was at a seminar one time at the police department, and they were talking about Dodge. It was Dodge Corporation. And they had a transmission shop where they built transmissions for their cars. And the transmissions were inferior. Nobody had a good attitude and all of that. And they found out when they dug a little bit deeper that they were basically told, you leave your brain at the front door and you're here just to do your job and that's it. And they expected everybody to be enthused and do a good job and put out a good product. Praise God. But it didn't work out that way. And they finally got new management. And the management was an older lady that was a grandmother. And she didn't even know what a transmission looked like, let alone how to build one. And they put her in charge of the whole shop. And all she did was go around and spread joy among the people. All she did was go up to someone and say, I know your boy was sick, how's he doing? And just spend some time talking to them and listening to them and letting them open up about their job. And all the production went up because they were stagnated, but now they were coming to life. And I'll tell you here tonight, it's not the will of God for our church to become stagnant. And I don't believe that it is, not at all. Amen. But coming just because you're supposed to is not going to bring life. Amen. Can I just say a few things here tonight? Giving your tithes and offering just because you're supposed to is not going to bring life. It's not going to bring a thrill. There's not going to be faith. Amen. And there will be stagnation. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited about giving to God. Nobody has to twist my arm. Amen. I'm excited about giving to God. Anybody else with me here tonight? Amen. Did you know there are people that worship a certain way because that's what everybody's been taught to do? I don't teach folks how to worship. I don't teach folks how to be excited or to put on a show of excitement. No, I want to tell you, it's got to be something that comes from the heart. But if you're worshiping just because you're supposed to do it a certain way, there's not going to be any life in that. Amen. If you read your Bible because the pastor says you need to, if you do it for any other reason than faith, amen. When I pick up the Word of God, there's going to be something in there that's for me. Amen. And God's going to speak to me. I'm doing this by faith. It will open up a new way of worship. It will open up a new way of understanding and approaching the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we could apply this to our music. We could apply it to our worship. We could apply it to helping in around the church. And whatever it is, going above and beyond, amen, it will bring life to you. Noah's a great example. I'm going to close with Noah here tonight. But Hebrews 11 and verse 7, Brother Reed, if you would get that for me, I'd appreciate that tonight.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Praise God. Noah, by faith, everybody said, by faith, Noah.
By faith, Noah.
Well, praise God. When you talk about Noah, you're talking about a man that was excited about his job. Don't tell me he did it just because he was afraid. There came a time when the fear of the Lord brought about knowledge. And the Lord said, build a boat. Okay, Lord, how do you want me to build this? Well, 1.5 football fields long and 75 feet wide and 40 feet tall. And you've never built a boat before. You've never done any of those things, but I want you to get on it because there's going to be a flood upon the world. And they estimate that it took about 120 years for him to build it. Amen. That's a long time.
Amen.
How can somebody stick with something so long and still maintain his integrity, still maintain his enthusiasm, still maintain his drive and energy, amen, to do what God said? It says it right there, by faith, Noah. Faith brought life. We live by faith. Faith gives us life, amen. And the only way that I can see that a person could go that far is the thrill of the results, amen. And the thrill of the results goes every step of the way.
Yes.
Amen. I'll tell you, we put a lot of work into this building. And the pews that you guys are sitting on, I built them myself. And every one of those end caps on the pews, I cut them out with a router. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I was so thrilled when I got the first one built. Amen. But I had several more that I had to do. I was so thrilled when I put the stuff together, glued it together, and cut it all out, and finished it out, and sanded it down, and all that. And I thought, yeah, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. But it just looked like a big pile of wood over here that didn't seem to fit anywhere. But I had my mind in a bigger picture. Amen. I saw things around here that hadn't come to pass yet. Amen. And when I remember when I covered the first pillar and tried it out, and it worked. I got real excited about it. You could come in at some point, and the whole rest of the church would be torn up, but there'd be one finished pillar standing right there. That's going to be our new sanctuary right there. Amen. Amen. That's going to be the place that we're going to come and worship God. And that's what faith does. Faith gets excited and thrilled by the little steps along the way. Amen. We're not going for the full project at once. We're going to take little steps along the way. God gave him the promised land, didn't he? Yes. God gave him the promised land. And in giving them the promised land, the Lord said, you're going to do it year by year, little and by little. It's not going to be all at once, but it's going to be through trials, through tribulation, through hard work and all of that. But God will be with you. Praise the Lord. 120 years, that's a long time, amen, to work on the same project. I cannot imagine that. I don't know how to build a boat, but I imagine where the center of the boat is on the outside, there's one big long beam, amen. Now you can just picture in your mind one long beam sticking up into the air, 40 feet into the air, coming down, going 1.5 football fields long and then coming up 40 feet, a four-story building standing up in the air like that. And somebody could come along and say, what in the world are you spending your time and your money and your energy? What are you spending it on? You've worked for 5 years just on that board right there, just on that foundation. You spent a lot of time and there's no seeming results here. But Noah didn't look at what was going on right now. Noah looked at what it was going to be like when it was finished. Praise God. And for us here tonight, we've got to look at the finished product, and the finished product is making it all the way to heaven and walking on streets of gold. That's really all that matters. And along the way, we're going to have to build a pulpit. Amen. Along the way, we're going to have to put down some carpet. Along the way, we're going to have to do some painting. Along the way, we're going to have setbacks. Amen. Don't worry about your setbacks, because that's life. Amen. That's life. And he just went through all of it to experience the very, very end. And when the rains came and he was sitting in that boat, I'll tell you what, he was pretty excited about it. Even though at the same time he was distressed. Who was it? The Jewish historian, Josephus. Josephus said when Noah looked out and saw the waves and everything, he wept. But there was also something on the inside of him that rejoiced, because he was not out there in the storm. Amen. I'm going to finish with this here tonight. I remember there was a donut shop. We were all praying for a donut shop in Augusta. And all of a sudden there was a well-known donut shop that was going to put a shop here in Augusta. Some of you may have remembered that. And folks were going in there. Everybody was excited about it. They had a sign on the front glass and everything. And I went in, and as my custom is, I just talked to folks. And he come out of the back room, yeah, what can I help you with? And with kind of a dry voice, and I said, well, I'd like this, that, and the other, and a cup of coffee or something, I don't even remember. I said, how are things going? And he just shrugged and he said, another day, another donut. And the first thing that came into my mind was, he's not going to stay in business. And today they're out of business. It didn't last very long. I could just see Noah when somebody comes up to him and says, "How's it going, Noah? Another day, another ark." Amen. Just another ark. Just another nail. Just another piece of wood. Just another something or else. Something or other. Amen. But Noah, when you talk to him, the Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. And when somebody came up to him, they probably stopped asking him the question, "How are you doing, Noah?" Oh, I tell you what, he'd be kind of like Brother Riley. If you ever get a chance to go to Aransas Pass where they're building that Walmart on that property. Amen. At least it's big enough for a Walmart. And how's it going? You've been down there. How much time did he spend showing you every nook and cranny and every 2x4 and every door? Did he spend some time with you? While you were there, did somebody else come in and ask him how it's going? And he walked them through and told them the same thing. Well, I was there for a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you what, there was all kinds of raw material on the floor. It was something else. And the people that did the concrete, they didn't do it right, and the concrete was wavy. And there were footprints in the concrete. And you're talking 22,000 square feet of concrete. And the first thing I thought was, my, what a mess. Nothing good's going to come out of this. But, oh, he would look, oh, we're going to fix that. That's not a problem. We're going to take care of that. And lo and behold, they've gotten it taken care of. And they're almost finished with the project. Amen. And some people could come in and say, "Wow, wonder why God isn't moving in my life like this. Amen. Why isn't God moving in my ministry like this? Things are just not going as well as they are in that church." Well, I'll tell you what, that's a foolish way to think and to act. Amen. Because we're all in a different boat. But faith will be positive. Amen. Faith will say, "Hey, let me just take you around and show you what's been going on here." Another week, just another tithing check. When really we're missing the blessing of saying, "God, I'm giving to you, and you said you would rebuke the devourer for my sake. And he would not take the fruit of our vine. Bless it." Amen. That's why the Bible says, and Deontay says this a lot, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. It's a thrill to give to God. It's a good thing. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Just another sermon. Just another service and another sermon. Amen. And I was thinking about this. I think maybe we need to come up with another descriptive word for our services. Amen. Well, come to our church service. Does that sound very thrilling after a while? Come to our church service. Well, I guess it's all right. Amen. Maybe we could say, why don't you come to our spiritual extravaganza? Where you're going to meet God. Amen. Holy Ghost revival service. Amen. Holy Ghost meeting. Praise God. Because sometimes we get into a rut. And I'm not saying we are, but sometimes we get into a rut. The only way to finish, and just like Noah was lifted up above the destruction and then came down to a brand new earth. Amen. God's going to take us out of this place. And we're going to be lifted up like the ark was. And the tribulation and the wrath of God is going to come upon this world. And folks are going to be hiding themselves in the rocks and saying, "Fall on us, for the great day of his wrath has come." But that's not for us tonight. We're working on our salvation ship. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's stand together tonight. God bless you. You folks are so kind to let me get up here and talk to you tonight. We covet your prayers. Amen. That the Lord will help us out of every trial. Amen. And deliver us. Deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name. Let's pray together tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy to us. Thank you for your blessings, O God. Thank you for the touch of your hand. Put the word of God into the young people. Put the word of God into our elderly, to everyone in between. Lord, that we would not walk by sight, but we would walk by faith, and that faith would bring life into everything that we do for you, that we would be thrilled in Jesus' name.